Station. It's Radio Life and Style, of course, where the summer vibes. Well, I mean, it's kind of endless summer on this station. We try to make it sound like summer, and it definitely felt like summer this last weekend. But I tell you where it's really hotting up, and where the hashtag Smbeaty Summer is very much a thing. Well, of course, I'm talking about Smbeaty Eco State and Country Club, based right here on the KZN North Coast, and a hive of activity as we head towards the end of the year. I've been getting a bit of a story. I've been introducing myself to my guests off air, and now I'm going to introduce them to you. And, well, no stranger to the morning microphone, Jody Chetty, marketing and communication superstar, is in the house with us this morning. She's winning Monday already. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm not winning Monday. Listen, I don't even have my signature bun this morning. Look, we have a ponytail.
You know,
so,
what?
Yeah, I'm a little bit off kilter, but you know what? It's Monday and it is summer at Smbeaty. I think Craig and I are trying to bring the sunshine, even though it's raining in Balito.
Summer at Smbeaty.
Absolutely.
And it's in the air. The other member of the Smbeaty team in the studio, Jody has alluded to, Craig Nell, general manager, in the house with us. And Craig, how are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you very much for inviting us. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, I'm so excited about what's been unfolding, and it's just about reaching the end of the road as far as it's all the development and all the work that's been happening. There'll be a ribbon cutting very soon, I can tell. Let's our listener in on what I'm talking about here, Jody, because a multi-million rand precinct of adventure and action and activity has been in the works. What's the story?
So, Smbeaty Country Club, and I think we've shared it on air before, and I promised that we would bring Craig back to give you guys all of the school, because we love you here at Radio Life and stuff. But this is our multifaceted sports precinct that's opening up. So, if you've been to the Country Club, it is on your right, just before the actual main entrance to the car park, and yes, there we are opening up a wonder world of sports. You've got bowls, squash, paddle, tennis, a gorgeous lap pool. Craig will fill me in if I'm missing anything there. But it is really a multifaceted precinct that's going to serve the residents of Smbeaty. You will not have to go anywhere to play any manner of sports.
So this is like really positioning Smbeaty as the ultimate destination to live and play.
Absolutely. Well, we are already the best estate on the North Coast, officially.
Boom.
So this is just augmenting the position. But yes, it's bringing another facet of life to Smbeaty, where we have this whole ethos where if you want to live your life on the estate, you can do it within the boundaries of the estate. So this is just a hop, skip and jump over the road to the Country Club, and you've got a world of sport waiting for you.
Now, Craig, we were just having a little chat before we went live here, and you were explaining to me some of the really special facets to this multi-sports precinct. 25 million rand investment, is that right?
Absolutely. Well, just under. But we've really taken a bold step into a little bit of the unknown. One of our sports precincts segments is actually a synthetic bowls rink. Consists of 6 lanes, and it's the first time we're developing this in South Africa, which is really amazing, an outdoor synthetic rink in a subtropical climate.
So this is literally, you're breaking new ground and leading from the front with something that you're not going to find anywhere else in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Just one example. And so this, as I said, reaching pretty much the end of the road now. We're expecting a formal launch sometime middle of December, is that right?
Yes, on the 13th we're tentatively booking that date, which is a Friday. So as you correctly said, some ribbon cutting will happen there. We'll have some live music, some canapes, some beverages for our homeowners and members to come in and enjoy that space. And then we open up for the weekend and enjoy a bit of sport and some playful times around that precinct. It's going to be awesome.
It's it fits so well into the Smbeaty ethos, obviously, active living, multi-generational, and a place where it's leisure, it's health, it's wellness, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't you want to live and play the Smbeaty way? Summer at Smbeaty is shaping up to be a cracker this year.
Absolutely.
And also something that I've been keeping an eye on, because I've got a little one, a very active little guy, and he's been wanting to know when the the kiddies play area down
around. Oh, bring him! It's open again.
It's open again.
Listen, I'm the biggest kid on the staff, so I'm waiting to go down that slide. But yes, after some time closed, the play park is open again. So we look forward to welcoming back our families with our younger people, and that's completely open to all of Bolito.
That's awesome. So it's
lovely.
If you're heading down to the country club area, to around the just around the side of the restaurant, the Fig Tree, you will see there now. And I believe there's still more to come in that the play park, but this is like phase one that is open and ready for playtime.
Yeah, absolutely. We've invested in a few new pieces, even for the youngsters. But because the embankments are still forming part of the sports precinct, we have to wait for them to settle. So we have a few more slides and things that we want to put in there and place and construct. And so we've got a better area. We've also leveled it up, and so at least the moms and dads can keep an eye on the little ones as they play further down in that park.
This is super duper, and as you say, Jody, this is something that is welcome and open to all residents of the KZN North Coast. Pop in for a great bite at the Fig Tree restaurant, let the little ones burn off some energy in the play park, and keep your eyes on all of the exciting stuff as far as events and happenings. And I know that this festive season is, well, it's always a big one for SMBT. There are a couple of things. I don't even know if we're allowed to mention all of them at this stage, but I know that Santa's got a soft spot for SMBT, and
He does.
I have no doubt he'll be making an appearance in one way or another in a show-stopping style.
He will be. Listen, we can't tell you how he's coming. That's a big surprise. But on the 8th of December in the afternoon, we just really encourage you, come through, kiddos. Write your letters to Santa, because the man is coming, and he's coming in a big fashion.
Whoa, okay. We're going to just peg that one on the calendar for now. And in the meantime, of course, there's no shortage of other exciting things. For those who like to keep their finger on the pulse of what's cooking, and with summer at Simbiti, Jody, where should folks be keeping their eyes?
Where can you find us? You can find us on social media. Instagram is at Simbiti Country Club, and Facebook is Simbiti Country Club and Fig Tree Restaurant. We're also now on LinkedIn if you're into B2B marketing. We're there as well, so you can keep up with all of the business happenings of the country club on LinkedIn as well.
Amazing. And Craig, for you as the general manager, I mean, it's been quite a year. Some big projects keeping you busy. How exciting is it for you to now be at this stage, as we are getting ready to wrap up a 2024, and with the sports precinct reaching its crescendo, its completion? What an awesome feather in the cap, and what an achievement to have been at the helm of this thing, eh?
No, absolutely. And I mean, it's just one of the projects. We just finished a 5.7 million rand upgrade on our golf course as well, and that's looking magnificent.
Wow.
We're going to expect a lot of rounds through here. Of course, we got New Year's Eve, we got Christmas Eve, we've got a lot of functions that are happening, so it's going to be the spot to be, I think, this summer. So yeah, pop on down. It's you know, the Simbiti Country Club is open to the public. It's you know, for everyone to enjoy. So yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. We're really looking forward. We've put a lot of hard work into the club this year, and yeah, for all to enjoy.
And it's been a birthday celebration here as well. So
we turned 20.
Come on.
So I think the sports precinct is the candle on top of the cake for 20 years at Simbiti. And I think it's, like I said, it's a resident offering, but it just means that everyone has to come inside and live in Simbiti so that you can enjoy this gorgeous precinct.
There you go. Live and play the Simbiti way. And one thing I always like to ask, when you're dealing with people who have an inside track and who know what's good, and it's all good at Simbiti, obviously, but Craig, as GM, and as a regular at the Fig Tree restaurant, top pick off the menu at the moment. can you narrow it down?
You really put me at the spot here. Being an absolute lover of that menu, I mean, it's changed a couple of times. We have not one but two executive chefs, Godfrey and Chef Louis, and they've really, really done a magnificent job. You know, there's something for everybody. There's meat, there's fish, there's chicken. You know, there's vegetarian offerings. It's really fantastic. Just come down, have a look at the new menu. You will definitely find something that's economical, enjoyable, and what a view that you can take in as you look over the 18th.
Very, very, very diplomatic answer.
Did you see how I did that there?
Perfectly.
I'll give you my favorite. It is the mozzarella stuffed chicken.
Wow. There we go. Okay.
That is
I'm gonna give it a go this week.
You need to.
Now that kiddies play area is open, I'm definitely gonna be there. Don't you worry. But in the meantime, for all the latest exciting news around the Simbiti story, check out the website simbiti.com, where you can find from the eco estate to the country club, all the latest news bites. And there's so many facets to the Simbiti way of life, and celebrating 20 years, and as you say, officially the most prestigious estate on the KZN North Coast, and just getting even more prestigious with things like this massive multi-million rand sports precinct now reaching completion. This is the blue chip, the premier lifestyle eco estate brand on our corner of the globe, really, in the southern hemisphere. Let's just say globally, hey? I mean, you really can hold your head up, say, an international quality of life is on offer at Simbiti. And looking forward to summer at Simbiti and to be having another chat again right here on Radio Life and Style very soon. What do you say, guys?
Yes, we'll be back.
Well, before Santa arrives, let's definitely
maybe I'll bring Santa with me. You don't know these things.
You guys, you're connected, hey? You know people. Well, you've been hearing it right here on your local station as we turn up the sunshine with Diana Ross and Tame Impala in the background, Jody Chetty, our marketing and communications superstar, and Craig Nell, general manager. Guys, thanks for giving us the heads up on summer at Simbiti, and we'll chat again really soon. I'll see you down at that sports center as soon as it opens. Hey?
Absolutely. Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you very much.